Welcome to Prayer Request Friday on KPYN AM and FM.net. To call us live, call 903-796-6056. Here's your host of Prayer Request Friday, Truth Infusion Ministries.
Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. Listen to the word of the Lord. I will set him on high. Because he has known my name, he shall call on me. I love this. And I will answer him. Hey guys, welcome to Prayer Request Friday. And with that, guys, we are off to the races. This is Prayer Request Friday and KPYNAMFM.net and Facebook Live. For those of you that are joining KPYN Facebook page, welcome, welcome, welcome this morning. For those of you that are looking via the Truth Infusion Facebook page, glad you are with me also. Now, the setup looks a little bit different today. You're not used to seeing this camera angle, I'm sure, and here's why. It's just me today, y'all. It's just me and you for an hour on the radio. It's just one of those weird weeks where several things were up for some of our other guys, and even called a couple of my pastor friends, and they had things going on, and I felt like God was just saying, David, it's me and you today. Let's do this. So welcome to the show. The studio number is 903-796-6056. You can call in here just like you call in to the Trading Post, but we're not buying and selling and trading for this hour. We're going to take your prayer request, and we are going to take your needs to the Lord. I would love to pray with you if you want to call, and we'll visit for a minute. As much or as little information as you need to give for a prayer request, and we're going to do that. Also, if you're joining via the Facebook Live route, you can also leave a prayer request here. Now, here's what I'm not very used to. Normally, I got a guy sitting over my shoulder keeping up with all your prayer requests. I'm going to try to do that like Jim does during the Trading Post. He's pretty good at it. I'm going to give it a shot today. But I do see that here's Miss Samantha Miller, and she's got a family need for some prayer. Let's see. We started a church, an associate pastor of a church. Don't do that. Out of the blue, we're wrongly fired, and now we have no jobs. Wow, that's a tough situation. Yeah, and so God's got a plan in this for you, girl, and your family, so we will definitely pray for that. Brother Terry says, please pray for my 19-year-old granddaughter. She came home from college with COVID and pneumonia. Man, we're going to pray for that for sure. I got a couple of those people on my heart already that I want to share that are dealing with some of this stuff. One of our friends and brothers in the KPYN family is Mr. Greg, and he's still at St. Michael's, hopefully getting better and better. I've got a friend of mine that was just almost like a mentor and a discipler for me growing up. His name is Bob White, and he is on a vent, has been for several days, showing some signs of progression, still got a long ways to go. So Brother Terry, we're going to definitely be praying for that. And Samantha, you are on my heart also. We're going to pray for those things also. So you guys, I want you to do this for me. Share this feed. If you're listening right now, please share what you're doing on Facebook Live. It lets other people get in on it. Hey, Juan, hey, man, good to see you with a prayer request right there. God knows exactly what you just typed. I know he does. So appreciate you guys joining. We're looking forward to seeing what the God's going to do today. Miss Linda says she has a few people that need prayer this morning. They're unspoken prayers. And Juan is at it again. He loves to type. Miss Marcy, I think that was a prayer request he just sent us. Hey, let's go ahead and pray for these that have sent something in already. And we're going to pray and ask God to touch this hour and bless us to get in on what he has planned. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity to join with these folks, these people that you love so much in this next hour, Prayer Request Friday. We thank you for the chance to lift up prayer requests. God, you've heard Miss Samantha's heart. I know there's probably details in that scenario that she couldn't share. But Lord, you know what it feels like to be hurt by your people. You know what that feels like. So I ask in the name of Jesus, you'd wrap up this family in your arms, that you would comfort them, you would reassure them, you'd give them direction. I pray in the name of Jesus that you would bless those that are struggling to get over the COVID stuff. And Lord, I know that you've got a plan even in sickness, that you are the great physician. Lord, we pray for doctors and nurses. We ask for your wisdom to be upon them, for them to have the ability to diagnose well and to treat well. But above all that, it is your report. It's your report that we lean on. So for those that are dealing with that, for Greg, for Terry's granddaughter, for Bob and his family, Lord, we just pray for healing to enter the room right now in the name of Jesus, for healing to settle down. And that healing is not some magic pixie dust, Lord. It is your very presence. Lord, would you just invade their hearts and lives? For Miss Linda, who is throwing out some unspoken prayer requests for those that she loves and needs, Lord, we pray that you just be all that you are in those situations. We pray for Miss Linda Andrews herself. She's not feeling good this morning. Lord, would you just lift her up and strengthen her and encourage her? We ask that you would in Jesus' name. Amen. And so that's how this thing works. Thank you, brother. That's how this thing works. Call in if you want to call in. 903-796-6056. So Jim threw me a couple of prayer requests here. Also, are these here in the corner?
Yes.
So there's Jennifer, Brenda,
Milliken.
Milliken.
Yeah. Parkinson's.
Parkinson's. That's it. That was coming from Mike. Yeah. Colorado Mike.
Yep, Colorado.
So, yeah. She's started, found out that she has Parkinson's and is dealing with a new diagnosis and needing prayer there. Miss Betty O'Neill. We've been praying for her, haven't
yes,
we? That's
yes.
right. And Paul, a little bit of kidney failure issue that he's dealing with.
That is Paul in New Mexico, who is a friend of Sylvia, who's a friend of Marcy.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
That's how that works. And then Michelle's name is on here. So these are ones that Jim has collected from those that are in the Facebook family.
Yes, and I want to throw in Debbie Ardisi, mm-hmm. the writer,
yeah.
her dad. She's on her way because I think they're going to have to admit him to the hospital.
I got you.
So,
okay. All right, Miss Debbie, we're praying for that. Brother Todd just threw up a watching en route to Virginia. So we'll go ahead and pray for Brother Todd and their traveling graces. I have a feeling I know what's in Virginia, and it starts with a G for grandson. That's where he's headed. I'm assuming you've got a car full of folks, and y'all are going to see Drew and Marlena and the most important person in Virginia, too. So let's pray for these, and I want to praise God. I got good news yesterday. My blood sugar is back to normal. Thank you, Jesus. Marcy, thank you for a prayer request, girl. We appreciate the opportunity to say thank you, Jesus, with you. For those of you that are joining, we're going to pray for this list of names that Jim has given us through those that are in the Facebook family through the Trading Post time that he spends. Lord, for these names, for Jennifer, for Brenda, for Betty, for Paul, Michelle, for Debbie's dad, God, you know exactly what their needs are. Lord, you know what their needs are. You know how to touch them, how to bless them, how to open up their hearts to understand you better and where they are in their circumstances. Lord, we pray that you would do what you said you would do, exceedingly, abundantly, above all we could ask, and Lord, we're asking right now. In fact, let's just stand on this promise. I ask for complete healing. I ask for absolute understanding. I ask for peace that passes all understanding. I ask for joy unspeakable and full of glory. And God, you said it. That what we ask for, you do better than that. You do greater than that. Exceedingly, abundantly above all we could ask, hey, or even think. And so we're believing that if you say it, you will do it just like you said you will. We're going to stand on that now. For Brother Todd, for those that are en route to Virginia, we ask for grace for traveling, that you would surround that vehicle with your presence and your angels, and you get them there, and that the fellowship time would blow their minds and just light them up in Jesus' name. Amen. Guys, love doing Prayer Request Friday. It's the first time I've ever jumped in here and done it by myself. Listen, I ain't scared. In fact, I was kind of looking forward to it just to see what would happen. There's been a time in my life where I would get nervous or wonder, you know, if I wasn't sure about what was coming up, about how to do it, what to do it. I ain't worried about what I'm going to do anymore. I done prayed about this thing, y'all. I done said, Lord, what will you do? And if we give something to him, ain't no telling. Ain't no telling, Miss Linda. Do you agree with that? Miss Dana, good to see you guys. I want to read to you, started the show out with a couple of verses out of Psalm 91. Psalm 91 is an interesting psalm because the perspective of who's speaking shifts and changes. And if you read through it really quickly, you'll miss that. But if you pay attention to it, it will bless you to see who's talking to you at what moment. Sometimes it's the psalmist talking about his own experience. Sometimes it's the psalm writer talking to you and giving you encouragement. And then in these last few verses, David puts down his pen, so to speak, and God Almighty starts to talk. There are, in fact, at verse 14 through verse 16, quotation marks around those verses because it is God Himself giving you a direct quote. Man, He is speaking from heaven's throne right to you. And so I want to read what God said. In fact, we know this whole book is what God said, but sometimes He says it through a story or through the history or through the poem or what have you, through the writer. But this is Him right to you, His mouth to your heart. Listen to verse 14 of Psalm 91 again. Because He has set His love upon me. And I may come back and talk about set His love upon me in a moment. We're going to go to break here in a minute. Just give me enough time to read this out. Because He has set His love upon me, therefore I will deliver Him. For those of you with those unspoken prayer requests, God says, if you set your love on me, I will deliver you. I will set Him on high because He has known my name. I may talk about that word in a minute also. Verse 15, He shall call upon me, and I will answer Him. I love it. I will be with Him in trouble. I will deliver Him and honor Him. Watch verse 16. With long life I will satisfy Him and show Him my salvation. I love the promises of God directly to your heart and life. Don't miss the I wills. When God says I will, here's the thing. He will. He will do it. Hey, this is Prayer Request Friday, and we are just getting warmed up. For those of you that are joining in, glad to see you on the radio, KPYNAMFM.net. For those of you on KPYN Facebook or Truth Infusion Facebook, welcome, welcome, welcome. Share your Facebook feed. Let's get as many people involved as we can. 903-796-6056. Going to go to a quick commercial break. Be right back at you.
Listen to these specials at Crump's Food Center in Linden now through September 29th. Fresh 81% lean ground chuck sold in 10-pound tubes for $2.29 a pound. Family packs $2.79 a pound. Crump's has jumbo chicken drumsticks sold in 5-pound bags for 69 cents a pound. Garden fresh green leaf lettuce is 99 cents a head. Senior citizens get a 5% discount every Wednesday at Crump's Food Center, East Texas's meat destination. 704 West Houston Street in Linden.
For the best in affordable multifamily housing, Sullivan Rental Properties and MJS Management is the leader in Northeast Texas. With apartment properties located in Linden, Atlanta, Queen City, and Hooks, affordable apartment living for seniors and families, professionally managed by Sullivan Rental Properties and MJS Management for 45 years. Check us out on the web at sullivancompanies.net and at rentalhousingdeals.com. Judy, Gina, and Marlon say check out Sullivan Rental Properties and MJS Management for all your affordable house needs.
At Red River Credit Union, our business model has put members first since 1943. We can never be sold, and we offer products designed with you in mind. We invite you to make the switch and begin enjoying our local service, hassle-free phone and teller transactions, the convenience of mobile banking, and lower fees. Membership is easy. If you live in our service area, you can join today. Member-owned, easy to join, never for sale. Red River Credit Union, we exist to serve you. Visit us online at rrfcu.com. Federally insured by NCUA.
Listen to The Lutheran Hour, produced by Lutheran Hour Ministries, Missouri Synod. Program airs Sunday mornings, 9 to 9:30. The Lutheran Hour is sponsored by Redeemer Lutheran Church in Atlanta, Texas, located on the south side of Atlanta at 2328 Laws Chapel Road, FM 2328. Listen to The Lutheran Hour, Sunday mornings at 9 on KPYN 900 AM and 103.9 FM. Online at kpyn.net.
KPYN, home of the original Trading Post. KPYN, today's news, sports, and Christian talk.
All right, guys. Hey, welcome back. This is Prayer Request Friday, and I am flying solo in the driver's seat this morning, doing what only Jim Davenport and Bob DelGiorno can do perfectly. Giving it a shot today. Hey, let me give you a quick shout-out. Jim from Marcy. Finding Jim and KPYN has been such a blessing. My life has been changed in many ways. I now have a new family and many new friends and support. And I know there's a lot of folks out there that feel that way. So what a blessing this radio station is. I tell you, it is a blessing to Truth Infusion Ministries. It gives us a chance to do this. Those of you that don't know this, this radio program, Prayer Request Friday, it doesn't belong to Truth Infusion Ministries. This is actually KPYN's show. This is one that they want to make sure is on the air every week. We just, as a ministry, Truth Infusion Ministries, have the blessing to be able to host this thing. And so, man, that is a cool thing for us. So we do love KPYN. We love the DelGiorno family. Man, I could tell you several things that Bob does behind the scenes a lot that I don't know of, but some of the things that I do know of that nobody knows about that he's up to, that his family are up to, that are such cool things that bless and help a lot of people. We all love Jim and the effort that he gives to just be real on the air. And so we're grateful for that. Miss Judy says, praying for those in need today. So if you're out there and you just thinking nobody knows, nobody understands, I tell you, somebody's praying for you. She's praying for you. We are praying for you. And I want to get back to, oh, by the way, 903-796-6056. That's the studio number. You can call in. I will answer the phone when you call, and we'll see what the Lord will do. In the meanwhile, I'm going to get back to Psalm 91. I want to look again at verse 14. Interesting thing here. Verse 14, God says, because he has set his love upon me. And then he goes on to say several things that he will do because you have set your love upon him. Well, when I was studying this at one point, I thought, what does it mean to set your love upon God? Does it just mean you have great affection, you have a passion for him, you're a Christian? Is just being a Christian mean that you have set your love upon God? So I wanted to know, hey, study to show yourself approved, the Bible says. We got to get into the words of the scripture and spend time learning not just what it says on the page, but what the words on the page mean. All right, somebody say amen if you'll study to see what the words mean. So here's what I want to give you, a little word study. Help me understand what God's saying, because I'm just telling you, the promises you can receive from Psalm 91 are fantastic, amazing, supernatural promises. And God says this, I will deliver him. I will set him on high. When he calls, I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will honor him. I will satisfy him with long life. I will give him salvation. Those aren't small things. They're enormous promises. And they start right here when it says, because, God says, because he has set his love upon me, I'm going to do all that stuff. So what is set his love upon me? It's an interesting concept. It's a Hebrew word, which means, the Hebrew word set means to sow or to knit something together, to sew something together or knit something together. I am not a seamstress, or I guess for a guy it would be a tailor. Let's be correct in that regard. I'm not a tailor. I don't know anything about sewing, guys. I've put a couple of buttons on some places that they've fallen off. I patched up a couple of holes in clothes that I didn't have to wear in public. Amen. But something that I didn't want to see fall apart right away. So I don't know anything about sewing. I know some people that are fantastic. If I need something done, I take it to them. But here's what I do know. You get somebody that knows how to sew, and they sew two pieces of fabric together correctly, not the way I would do it, but the right way, it's very difficult to see those things come back apart in that place. You know, that piece of clothing may fall apart somewhere else, but in that particular place, that knitting together and that sewing together binds those fabrics together in a very real, awesome, powerful, tight way. Okay, so here's what God's saying. When you love me so much, I am so important to you that it's almost like you have sewn yourself to me. Now, that paints a strange picture in your mind, but I think I got a weird brain. My wife would say amen. I kind of think about this, though. Siamese twins. Interesting thought. You've probably seen documentaries, pictures, those surgical shows where they're separating Siamese twins. Two individual human beings that are born physically connected in some way. You know what happens with the Siamese twin? Let me get medical with you for just a minute. They're not just connected by skin or by particular bones, or maybe they share some organs. That can be true. I've seen the movie, the documentary where Ben Carson, when he was still practicing as a neurosurgeon, was the first neurosurgeon to separate the Siamese twins, the conjoined twins that were joined at the head. It required amazing neurological surgery to see that happen. You know one thing that they always share, no matter how those twins are conjoined, they always share the same blood. Let me just pause for a second and let you think about that. They're always sharing the same blood flow. The Bible says that life is found in the blood. It means a lot of things when it says that. On a physical level, we know you bleed out, you die, because it's the blood that carries oxygen and the nutrients and that which your cells, your organs need to be able to function. So think about this. God says, when you are sewn to me, all right, when you are conjoined to me that way, hey, we're sharing the same blood flow. Amen. Wow. Think about it. We got the same blood supply, and the life of the Father, that life-giving blood is flowing from Him into you and from you back into Him, and the blood of Jesus Christ binds us together with God Almighty. If you set your love upon me, if you have sown yourself to me, if you have bound yourself to me, then amazing things take place. I will deliver him. Why is it that you're going to get delivered when you're sown to God? Because God is walking in victory and all the time, everywhere He goes. If you're sown to Him, you're going to go everywhere He goes. You can't sew yourself to somebody and not follow them all over the place, very closely, very directly, and God ain't going to lose, y'all. Sister Simon says He can do anything but fail, and the one that never fails, if you are sown to Him, you are going to walk in triumph and victory. He will deliver you. Praise God. I'm about to get up and run around in this empty, I guess if I ran around in the empty studio, nobody would know except for you watching on Facebook. We're going to take a break. I'm enjoying that concept. 903-796-6056. I've missed a few prayer requests. Go to grab those during the break, and we're going to come back ready to pray and to continue to see what the Lord would say to us. Give me a call. This is Prayer Request Friday, KPYNAMFM.net, Facebook Live. My name is Dave. We're going to go to quick commercial break.
Texas reported 135 new COVID-19 fatalities Thursday. For Cass County's news leader, KPYN, AMFM, and .net, I'm Robert DelGiorno. The health department in Texas said 135 more people died from COVID-19 disease between Wednesday and Thursday. Now the death toll in Texas from COVID-19 is 15,129 since the pandemic began back in March. There were 2,977 new confirmed coronavirus cases Thursday in Texas. The total number of people testing positive for coronavirus in Texas now since the pandemic began is 719,599. 618,054 Texans have recovered from COVID-19 disease, and currently there are 86,416 coronavirus cases active in Texas. In Cass County, Texas, according to the Operations Center in Bowie County, Cass County, and Texarkana, there were 26 new confirmed coronavirus cases between Monday and Thursday. Now 338 people in Cass County total have tested positive for the coronavirus. 15 people have died from COVID-19 disease in Cass County. 274 have recovered, and there are 49 active cases of COVID-19 right now in Cass County, Texas. The news was brought to you by Jerry Berry AC and Electric, serving East Texas since 1975. Your American Standard dealer. Call them at 903-756-7616. For complete news updates, go to our website, kpyn.net. For Cass County's news leader, KPYN, AMFM.net, I'm Robert Del Giorno.
Price Hardware in Atlanta is open 7 days a week for all your hardware needs. Price Hardware can help you with just about any project. Their staff takes pride in customer service. Your helpful Price Hardware person can answer your questions and show you where to find what you need. Lawn and garden tools, paint, housewares, plumbing, electrical, automotive, sporting goods, and much more. At Price Hardware, open 7 days a week at 302 North William Street in Atlanta.
At Dillon Thompson Wealth Management, there are no one-size-fits-all when it comes to planning for your future. Dillon Thompson Wealth Management understands that your financial goals are unique. Dillon Thompson Wealth Management can help you tailor a financial plan to meet your unique needs. Call Dillon Thompson Wealth Management today at 903-796-7508 or visit our website at dt-wm.com to schedule your initial consultation. Securities offered through Securities America, Inc., number FINRA, SIPC, and advisory services offered through Securities America Advisors, Inc., Dillon Thompson Wealth Management, and Securities America are separate entities.
Here's your Cass County weather forecast from the KPYN Weather Center. Today, we will have gradually clearing skies. It'll be sunny with a high of 79. Overnight tonight, mostly clear, low 61. Then Saturday, mostly sunny and a high of 84. The weather was brought to you by Texarkana Emergency Center and Hospital, Cowhorn Creek Road, Texarkana, real ER without the wait. In the Weather Center, Robert Del Giorno for the weather station, KPYN, AM, FM, and .net.
This is Larry Elder. Every day, in every way, we make the argument that the individual need to be empowered. We got to get the government off the backs of job creators. As my dad used to say, I never got a job from a poor person. Let's stop making people who want to make a buck a villain. Let's start celebrating people that take risks. After all, this country was built on people who take risks. On the next Larry Elder Show.
The Larry Elder Show, weekday evenings from 5 to 8 on KPYN, AM, FM, and .net.
Listen to the original Trading Post, Monday through Saturday mornings on KPYN, AM, FM, and .net. Today's news, sports, and Christian talk. Listen online at KPYN.net and on the free AM Sports app.
Grace and forgiveness, mercy and healing, He'll meet you wherever you are. Cry out to Jesus. Cry out to
All right, guys, welcome to Prayer Request Friday. If you are just joining us, this is the designated hour of prayer for the week for KPYN, AM, FM, and .net. And for KPYN via Facebook Live. Hey, Brother James Krause just joining us on Facebook Live. Miss Judy, thank you for sharing the feed. Hey, guys, welcome to what God's doing for this for another 30 minutes or so. You can call in your prayer request, your praise report. We'd be glad to visit with you for a few minutes live on the radio if you want to do that. 903-796-6056. That is the studio number. Got a couple of prayer requests that have come through on Facebook. You can continue to post those. I'm doing my best to keep up with what you're doing on Facebook Live. Ricky, friend of ours from the Redwater area, just saying a lot of things going on in the family. Need prayers there. Hey, Ricky, we're going to pray about that in just a minute. Miss Marcy, just wanting prayers for her mom. She said her dad passed away just not too long ago. And don't you know, when you already get in a place of struggle and grief, man, the other stuff that happened just feels that much bigger. So she's even had a couple of pets go since then, and that's a hard situation. That's even worse just because of how she's where she's at right now. So we're going to pray for strength for Marcy's mom. Also praying for this. Would you guys join me with this prayer request? Brother Mike Powell, who co-hosts on the show here, Prayer Request Friday, from time to time, and a lot of you out there know Brother Mike, and he has just come off a back procedure, and we're going to get to that in just a minute, but right now we're going to take a phone call. Let's go to the phone line. Hey, this is Prayer Request Friday. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Well, hey, Sister Sue, how are you, ma'am?
I'm doing good. I thought I wasn't going to get on that this morning. My nurse Cynthia just leaving.
How is Miss Cynthia doing?
She's doing good. She's got to go in to the doctor, next week.
I've been hearing about that. We've been praying for her on the Trading Post. And let me tell you a secret, Miss Simon.
Yeah.
I've got a baby Basset Hound puppy that I got from Miss Cindy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm growing up a puppy over there at the house. The puppy's name is Thelma Lou, and she is a hoot. She is.
Is that right?
She's funny. Yeah, we're having a blast with her.
Yeah, I just got through praying and talking with Cynthia.
Good. Well, I'm glad you got to spend some time praying with her.
She's doing good, but anyway, she just left, so I thought I would jump on there and just give you my report this morning. I'm doing good.
Good, Miss Simon, good.
Feel good this morning. Oh, yeah, Lord, I'm just asking, keep me lifted up in prayer. Keep all the pastors and their families lifted up in prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And just everybody.
Amen.
All the government and just the world, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, just keep us just lifted up. And all those that are sick and shut-ins and those that are bereaved and the ones that's behind the prison wall.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Lord. Listen, I'm going to ask you a question.
Okay.
Why is your brother-in-law, Chuck, I don't ever hear him on there.
Yeah, he kind of got a different direction in life in the last little bit. So I just saw him a few days ago, got to visit with him, which was good. He's doing well. He's just kind of gone in a different direction. You know, life changes around on us sometimes. But but y'all just keep praying for him as he's out there, you know, working. He works for a hospice. He's a hospice chaplain.
Well, I think about it.
Good. When you think about him, pray for him.
I do. I do pray for him.
Amen. I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Jennifer and the children.
They're doing wonderful. We are just blessed with our kids. I'm blessed with my wife. I can't tell you how blessed I am.
I know you're blessed. That's what I'm blessed to. You know, I'm a believer and not a doubter.
I know it.
Oh, yeah, you all just keep me lifted up in prayer, my whole family. Just pray for my whole entire family.
Okay, let's do that right now.
Okay.
Heavenly Father, thank you for my friend, for my sister. Lord, I pray for Miss Simon right now, first of all, that you would touch her. Lord, we thank you that she's having a great day, that she's feeling good, that I can hear it in her voice. She just sounds, she's full of hope and joy. And Lord, I just pray that you would just continue that in her. We know you will because you are faithful. Lord, we pray for her family. We ask in the name of Jesus that you would do more for them than they could ever believe you could do. Lord, you would just pour yourself out in fantastic, powerful ways, and you would just get all that glory for yourself, Lord. We pray for the pastors in our churches, Lord, for Brother Davis, for Brother Todd, for every church this pastor is standing behind that pulpit preaching the word. We pray for protection around them and their family, and that you would inspire them to preach with boldness. Lord, for our government, for America, for our cities, for our states, Lord, we need your help. There's a lot going on out there, God, that we can't fix with our own hands, but our prayer's going up to you. We know that you can do what no man, no woman can do. Lord, we pray for healing for this land. We pray for wisdom for our leaders. We pray that peace would settle down in areas that are not peaceful right now, and that you would get glory for that. For the sick and the shut-ins, Lord, for the bereaved out there this morning, for those that are behind the prison walls and struggling, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus that you would just grab a hold of them and show them how much you love them, Lord.
Oh, no.
Show them what you can do. Lord, we do pray for Chuck together, that you would just show yourself faithful in his life, that you would give him that leadership that he needs. Lord, we thank you for our families, and we pray that you just continue to love on them and bless them, and just give Miss Simon the best day she's had in a long, long time. We know you want her to have that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you again soon.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye. Amen. We appreciate that lady and what she means to us. Miss Gwendolyn said, please pray for the mothers lifting their kids up. Hey, I know some that need that, mothers and the kids. Matthew is saying prayers for a surgery coming up. A man, four teeth. That's going to be... it's going to be all right, man. He's going to do it for you. And then we're praying for Mike Powell as he's recovering from a back procedure. Lord, all these things you know intimately well, Father, and you are more than able to do exceedingly abundantly above we could ask or think. God, you are the healer. You are the redeemer. You are the deliverer. God, do what only you can do. Comfort us in all our trials and tribulations like you said you would. We give you praise and glory for it in Jesus' name. This is KPYNAMFM.net, Facebook Live. Any way that you're listening to us right now, you are listening to Prayer Request Friday, and you can call in 903-796-6056, or you can leave your prayer request right there on Facebook Live. We'll be right back with you after a quick commercial break.
Are you in need of selling or buying your home? Our team is full of professionals that are the best in the area. At Century 21 Platinum Partners, we are defying mediocrity. We are passionate about impacting our communities beyond the transaction. At Century 21 Platinum Partners, we can help you with commercial real estate, luxury homes, and global real estate. Call Century 21 Platinum Partners for all your real estate needs, or give our Atlanta office a call at 903-796-1026.
Howdy, this is Rick Perry. Having served as Texas Governor and President Trump's Secretary of Energy, I know how important it is to have good judges. Like you, I'm alarmed by the radical left's attacks on our courts and the rule of law. Rioting and looting may pass for peaceful protest in some places, but in Texas, we know the difference. Those same radicals are now targeting our Texas Supreme Court. But in Texas, we choose our judges on Election Day. Our Supreme Court is led by Chief Justice Nathan Hecht. Judge Hecht has served us since his days as a Navy JAG officer. Hecht and his Republican colleagues on the Texas Supreme Court are judicial conservatives who apply the words of the Constitution as written. They don't legislate from the bench. They respect the rule of law. Let's keep our Texas courts conservative. Vote for Republican Supreme Court judges Nathan Hecht, Jane Bland, Jeff Boyd, and Brett Busby. Political ad paid for by Judicial Fairness PAC.
KPYN 900 AM and 103.9 FM is your radio home for the Dallas Cowboys games. Live, listen to Brad Sham, Babe Loffenberg, and Christy Scales bring you all the action of Dallas Cowboys football. Dem boys play here on Cass County's exclusive home for Dallas Cowboys football. KPYN 900 AM and 103.9 FM.
How about this, Cowboys? Yes!
You're listening to your radio station for the original Trading Post. Monday through Saturday mornings, KPYN Atlanta and K280GV Atlanta. 103.9 FM and 900 AM.
This song says, who is this King of Glory? Straight out of Psalms. I'm gonna stop this song, and I'm going to rewind it. I want you to hear, welcome back to Prayer Request Friday as I'm manipulating this thing. I want you to hear the way this song starts. I want you to hear the words, who is this King of Glory? And then I want to give you a prayer, praise report here in just a moment.
Who is this King of Glory?
Pursues me with his love.
And haunts me with each hearing. Of his softly spoken words.
Who is this King of Glory? Let me tell you who this King of Glory is. Just a few moments ago, Miss Gwendolyn Cook Brumley, here's what she said. The doctor told me 29 years ago that I had 3 to 6 months to live. I'm still here. God is my doctor. Amen. That's this King of Glory. Praise God. Pastor Roy Ford, prayer is the greatest thing we can do for others. Then we put feet to the prayer. And it's the King of Glory that gives us the will and the strength and the wisdom to get to work, not only for ourselves. Come on, this is not about us. We're trying to get to work in the lives of other people. We want to see Jesus Christ manifested through us into your life. Hey, I want something that he says in my mouth to touch your heart. I need something that he's going to do through your hands to affect my life. We got to get past this concept, y'all, that we're in this trying to do this for us. God, help me get over me. Good grief. I need to be used for you. I need you to be used for me. Who is this King of Glory? He's that one that could come down from the cosmos, invade a nobody like me, and do something eternal through me for you. Hey, that's exactly what we desire for this prayer request hour to be about. That God would utilize some simple-minded dude like David or whatever other host may be here to say something. Sometimes I don't know what you need to hear me say. Most of you, I don't even know you, right? But God Almighty can use my tongue to say exactly what you needed to hear. And maybe what you needed to hear was that testimony that Miss Brumley just gave 29 years ago. They told me I had 3 to 6 months to live. Somebody out there listening on the radio, via Facebook Live, maybe you're streaming it from the internet, you needed to hear that testimony. That ain't got nothing to do with David. I'm just the conduit that read it from Facebook out loud on through this microphone so that you could hear what God needed you to hear. Don't let the report of a human being be what you lay your faith upon. Lord, we're going to listen to your report. We're going to hear what you have to say. Amen. Amen, Juan. I appreciate everything that you guys are doing. Hey, let me get back to this. I did a little blurb on my Facebook page right, you know, about an hour before this started, just to remind people about Facebook Live, the Prayer Request Friday show. Just wanted you to be reminded of it. And I said this on that minute-long video. I said, if you'll join with me, I'm going to share with you the secret to living a successful life. And I didn't tell you what it was on that little preview video as a teaser, right? Wanted you to come on here live. So for those of you that waited till 10:48 and you hung on, because I almost forgot about it, but God reminded me, the secret to walking this thing out successfully, and I'm going to flip to one of my favorite passages of Scripture, and while I do, I'm going to sing the answer, Your Grace and Mercy. Listen, brought me through. I'm living this moment because of you. And I just want to thank you and praise your name too. Because your grace and mercy brought me through. All right, I got a minute and 45 seconds to share this with you. Colossians chapter 2. I'm going to read verse 6. This could be easily skipped over, this verse. Don't miss it. Colossians chapter 2, verse 6, Paul says, As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him. As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him. Don't skip this, because Paul is telling us how to walk this thing out successfully. Paul would say, if you want to live successfully for the Lord on day 1,000 after you've been saved, and this is 1,000 days later, if you want to live successfully on day 1,000, you do it just the way you did it on day 1. Because the way you received him, that's how you walk in him every single day. So that begs the question then, what is he talking about with the way you received him? Well, I want to tell you this. If you're saved today, if you are blood-bought child of God, if you have given your life to him and you are a Christ follower, on the moment that that happened, the day that that happened, you had very, very little to do with it. God did all the work, y'all. Amen. He did all the Calvary work. He did all the cross work, all the forgiveness work, all the dying and resurrecting work. That was all God. And then he gave you a understanding that you are a sinner, that I'm a sinner, and I need help, and the answer is not me. I can't fix me. He helped you and I to understand that. Without God, we wouldn't have understood that about ourselves. And then the next part is this. He shed light on his son, and he let us begin to realize that the answer to me and my issues and my struggles and my problems is Jesus Christ. Not just an answer, not just Jesus plus something, Jesus and him alone, that's the only thing that's going to fix me. So he did the cross work. He helped me to realize that I got problems, I got issues, that I'm a sinner and I need help. He helped me see that Jesus was the only answer to fix something like me. And then he gave me a measure of faith. And then here's the only thing that you did. Paul said, as you received him, the way you did it on day one, the only thing that you and I did was we took the faith that God had given us and we took it off of whatever we had our faith shining on. We placed that faith on Jesus Christ. And when we placed that faith on Jesus Christ and we submitted ourselves to his lordship and asked for that forgiveness, hey, listen to this. The benefits of the cross and Almighty God flooded into our hearts and our lives. When we placed our faith on Christ, we got everything we needed. So Paul says in Colossians, you want to know the secret to living this thing out successfully? If you want success in your life, God's version, definition of success, here's what you do. Paul said, as you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, the way that you received him, the way you did it on day one, that's the way you do it every single day. That's how you walk this thing out every single day. What are you saying, David? Put your faith on Jesus Christ. Believe completely and solely and exclusively on him for everything that you need for today. Believe in faith that Jesus is enough for you today. If you need wisdom, he's got it. If you need strength, he's got it. If you need patience, if you need rescuing, if you need whatever, joy, whatever you need, Jesus is the answer. For your moment right now, for 1,000 moments today, he's the only thing you're going to need. Put your faith on Jesus. Verse 7 says this, rooted and built up in him and established in your faith. Your grace and mercy brought me through. I'm living this moment because of you. I just want to thank you. And praise your name too, because your grace and your mercy brought me through. We're going to go to a commercial break, and then we'll be back to close this thing down. This is Prayer Request Friday, KPYNAMFM.net, Facebook Live, 903-796-6056. That's the studio number. You call me. One more commercial break, and we're going to be done. We'll be right back with you on the other side of this break.
Change. That can throw an opposing hitter off balance in baseball. For the Texas Rangers Baseball Foundation, change is our focus. With programs aimed at helping youth physically, in their education, or in life, the foundation continues to impact lives in our community. Good is being done daily, and it's possible because we do it together. Your continued donations matter. See how you can help bring the change at texasrangers.com/foundation.
Looking for a fun place to eat? Look no further than the Rabbit Patch at 122 East Hiram in downtown Atlanta. Robert and Jan Carter take pride in serving delicious food in a fun atmosphere. They have 100% certified Angus beef burgers. Their fries are fresh cut, and they have amazing shakes, sundaes, and floats all made to order with real hand-dipped ice cream. Order online at rabbitpatchatl.com. The Rabbit Patch, 122 East Hiram Street in downtown Atlanta.
Piazza Paint and Body and owner Ryan Piazza are driven to be the best. At Piazza Paint and Body, they work with your insurance company and they repair your vehicle like new. Best of all, Piazza Paint and Body backs up their work with a written lifetime warranty. That's Piazza Paint and Body, 1003 South Louise in Atlanta. Call 903-796-7828. Piazza Paint and Body, they're driven to be the best. Call 903-796-7828.
KPYN 900 AM and 103.9 FM is Cass County's news leader. Listen to news updates with Robert Del Giorno. Plus, check out our website at kpyn.net for breaking news, free. We also have Cass County's most popular Facebook page. Keep up with news as it happens.
When news breaks out,
we break in on Cass County's news leader since 1950. KPYN 900 AM and 103.9 FM. KPYN, Cass County's news leader.
KPYN. Wishing they'd have had the strength to stand. But the giant's calling out my name and he laughs at me. Reminding me of all the times I tried before and failed. The giant keeps on telling me.
Amen. It's the voice of truth, right?
Boy, you'll never win.
Yeah, you never win. Amen.
But the voice of truth tells me a different story.
All right, guys, we got to wrap this thing up. It's been a blessing for me today to hang out with you, to interact with you. Thank you for KPYN's opportunity to let us do this. Hey, guys, be praying for Truth Infusion Ministries as the worship band heads to Grand Prairie tomorrow. And we will be with Global Light International Church on Sunday morning, Pastor Mark Fundo. Looking forward to that. It's a congregation of African brothers and sisters for the most part. We got ties to some brothers in Cameroon that got us set up with that church, and we're looking forward to being with them. Y'all pray for our safety. Pray that God would just impact that service, us included, man. We just want to get everything we can out of what God wants to do, and we encourage you to be the church, guys, whether it is through a voice mail or a text message, or you see somebody at the gas pump and you just let them know that God loves them. Hey, pray for us. We're praying for you. And I just want you to know you have everything you need for life and godliness. And you can reach out into a world that's confused, that's sick, that's hurting, that's dying with the power of the Holy Ghost in Christ and make a change. He can change things through you. Believe it, receive it, and go get in on it, man. Because when you start living the truth, it will set you free. Get out there and do it in Jesus' name. We'll see you guys in 6 days and 23 hours.
Thank you for listening to Prayer Request Friday. Prayer Request Friday is a production of KPYN and Truth Infusion Ministries. For more information on Truth Infusion Ministries, visit their website at truthinfusion.com. That's truthinfusion.com. Please join us again next week for Prayer Request Friday from 10 a.m. to 11 here on KPYN.